The Lenten Devotional for Saturday, April 13th, 2019, by Joanne Spence, Director of Therapeutic Yoga at Urban Oasis Pittsburgh, Executive Director of Yoga in Schools, and Private Practice Yoga Therapist in Civilian Care and the VA Health System in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The scripture reading for the day is Psalm 149. The poems in the Psalter reflect the gamut of human emotions, in their expressions of crying out to God for forgiveness and mercy, lamenting pain and our own sinfulness, praising God's majestic nature and all his creation and much more. Psalm 149, the compendium's penultimate song, invites us to praise the Lord in a new song. Verse 3 tells us to praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. In other words, to praise God with our whole body. Thus, Psalm 149 acknowledges our humanity. For many of us, Lent is a time when we think of our bodies often, particularly if we are practicing daily fasting from food. At such times, we become more aware of our body's limits and needs. Being human is part of how God created us. He made us in his image, yet human, and he declared us good. How often do we exist disconnected from and disappointed with our bodies? A friend and mentor of mine notes, "We don't just have bodies, we are bodies." The body is the primary and only vessel in which to live one's life. We are not brains on a stick. Could acknowledging our finite and limited existence be the point at which we find true freedom to sing a new song? Sing it in just the same way the psalmist charges us to praise and thus please the Lord? Let us pray. Lord, we are yours, and you are ours. Help us to sing a new song. Let us worship you with the entirety of our bodies, thus bearing witness to the incarnated one. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.